Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited that Tish Scarello is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Tish is the founder of a company called Candor Consulting. She's a CEO coach to people like you and me, regular entrepreneurs, as well as large company CEOs. And she and her co-author, Timothy Thomas, have written a book called Head Trash, Cleaning Out the Junk That Stands Between You and Success. And she's talking about the stuff that's between your own ears. And I'm excited about talking about this with her, because I believe that what they're talking about is our biggest impediment to success. Tish Scarello, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks. Good morning to you.
Good to have you here, and congratulations on the book. My audience knows that they know that I've been talking about this for a long time, and you know, look at the people that start out, two entrepreneurs start out with the same stuff or lack of stuff, and one makes it and the other one doesn't. What's the difference? And many times it's a matter of the self-talk. What do you think?
Agreed. It's a great point. You know, making moves is all about decision making. Being mm-hmm. successful is making the right decisions. And the book Head Trash really approaches the decision making process.
Right.
And we find that working with CEOs for the last 15 years that we've been consulting, that there is that noise or that struggle with decision making, and emotions are the cause.
You know, this, you may be surprised to hear me say this, but whenever I really get sort of sideways with myself, I have a list of things that I have put together over time that was basically the major events of Abraham Lincoln's life. And 9 out of 10 of them were setbacks, maybe major setbacks. And yet he persevered and became one of the greatest human beings of all time. And one of the most successful of all time, ultimately, and so I tell myself, you know, if he can do that with the demons that were in his head, I ought to be able to do that too. What do you think?
Well, you know, you bring up a great tool that we have offered in the book. If you do put things down in writing and you do look at them, it does help you justify and clear your next step.
Right.
And that is a great approach.
One of the things I've said on the show many times, Tish, is it's amazing what things look like. Your ideas, your thoughts, it's amazing what they look like looking back at you from a sheet of paper, isn't it?
It makes it real. It really does. And it was one of the reasons Tim and I actually put our thoughts, our own head trash, into writing. Because we felt if we could reach more people that way, to just realize that it's a practical an everyday occurrence, but you can manage it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put it in writing, it makes it tangible. It makes it something you can actually adopt or wrap your arms around, and then it's not so scary, and then you can move forward.
Another thing that I've talked about as recent as this week, is the concept of self-analysis, which covers the conscious part. But you say that in your book, you've determined that a lot of the trash talk that we have in our head, the head trash, is subconscious, and that's kind of scary, isn't it?
Well, it is, because you don't realize it's happening. It's subtle, because they're emotions that we live every day. I mean, the 7 emotions that we've highlighted in Head Trash are everyday emotions that we all have.
Mm-hmm.
They're fear, arrogance, guilt, anger, control, paranoia. They're things we can live for the first 3 hours of a day. We have them all. The problem is, at times, they become unhealthy emotions, and they
mm-hmm.
take over our thinking, and that's what causes us to then get stuck. And in the book, the getting stuck part is when you don't move forward, and that's where you start to lose.
Have you found that the longer you persevere as in something, as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as a manager, as a successful person, the longer you persevere, have you found that it gets easier, the head trash diminishes or not?
Well, actually, I think it gets a little bit harder because you
really
accumulate and you start to keep things in the back of your mind or things fester. And unless you start managing,
that's what my wife says.
Well, then she's
you
right.
You never let things go. Something like that. I'm good.
Well, it's true. I mean, the more you are, the more that you're involved with, and the more interactions you have that cause you to develop these emotions in an unhealthy way, they stay with you unless you start to manage them
right,
or actually shut them out.
Well, the only reason I brought that up is because one of the things I've noticed is that you, of your seven emotions, fear, insecurity, and paranoia, those three, for example, when you're first starting out a business and you're really insecure about your own capability, you're insecure about the sustainability of your endeavor, that kind of thing, the more you go through those difficult times, the more you realize that maybe things, you know, the next time it happens, you say, well, okay, maybe consciously or unconsciously, okay, that wasn't as bad last time. Maybe it won't be that way this time. What do you think?
Well, you're healthy in how you think about it. You're right. Whenever you start something new, myself, I'm a business owner, you always have those insecure thoughts of, am I going to make it? Do I really know what I'm doing?
Right.
Do people really get value from what I offer?
Mm-hmm.
But over time, if you don't answer those questions in your own mind by saying, well, yeah, I know what I'm doing, I've done this for a while, you have to really start to give yourself the healthy thoughts
right,
to counteract it. I mean, it's okay to not be 100% sure all the time. No one is. But if you start to make that how you then move or do your next thing, well, then it's going to impact you negatively, and that's what you have to stop doing.
Well, just like when your bank, you know, I can remember when my banker would call me years ago, and I'd say, "Oh my God, what's he calling me for? What's going on?" And before I take the call, I'd check my bank account or my bank balance, or make sure the payment was made or something. And you know, after a while, it turned out he just wanted me to make a donation. He thought enough of me to ask me for a donation, and I blew it all out of proportion.
A little paranoia there, Jim. You're going to have to work on that one.
I know. Well, I did. That's my point is over time, the next time he called, I said, well, okay, maybe he just wants another donation. So,
well,
go ahead.
You actually learn to manage it, right? You
mm-hmm.
realize, well, that's silly, right? And it only took certain instances from
right.
the other party, though.
But they're deep-seated.
But
folks, some of these things are so deep-seated, you got to deal with them, and regular experiences don't do that. And when we come back, we're going to get Tish to help us with that. Tish Squirello, folks, is the co-author of Head Trash, Cleaning Out the Junk That Stands Between You and Success. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Love never seems to last.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.